I think perhaps, as in a longer poem I'm going to read after a short intermission, that the Western frontier has got nowhere to go but in, and my poetry seems to be going inward. Half jokingly, I'd like to read a poem called Underwear, because if my thoughts turn to underwear, obviously my thoughts are turning inward. It's not really related to the theme, but I just had a request to read this poem, so got to work it in. I made a good try to work it in. I didn't get much sleep last night thinking about underwear, and this is a serious poem about underwear. Have you ever stopped to consider underwear in the abstract? When you really dig into it, some shocking problems are raised. Underwear is something we all have to deal with. Everyone wears some kind of underwear. Even Indians wear underwear. Even Cubans wear underwear. The Pope wears underwear, I hope. Underwear is worn by Negroes. The governor of Louisiana wears underwear. I saw him on TV. He must have had tight underwear. He squirmed a lot. Underwear can really get you in a bind. You have seen the underwear ads for men and women, so alike but so different. Women's underwear holds things up, men's underwear holds things down. Underwear is one thing men and women do have in common.
Underwear is all we have between us in the end.
And you have seen the three-color pictures with crotches encircled to show the areas of extra strength and three-way stretch, promising full freedom of action. Don't be deceived. It's all based on the two-party system, which doesn't allow much freedom of choice the way things are set up. America in its underwear struggles through the night. Underwear controls everything in the end. Take foundation garments, for instance. They are really fascist forms of underground government, making people believe something but the truth, telling you what you can or can't do. Did you ever try to get around a girdle? Perhaps nonviolent action is the only answer. Did Gandhi wear a girdle? Did Lady Macbeth wear a girdle? Was that why Macbeth murdered sleep? And that spot she was always rubbing, was it really in her underwear? Modern Anglo-Saxon ladies must have huge guilt complexes, always washing and washing and washing out damned spot. Underwear with spots, very suspicious. Underwear with bulges, very shocking. Underwear on clothesline, a great flag of freedom. Someone has escaped his underwear, maybe naked somewhere. Help! But don't worry, everybody's still hung up in it. There won't be no real revolution. And poetry, still the underwear of the soul. An underwear still covering a multitude of faults in the geological sense. Strange sedimentary stones, inscrutable cracks. And that only the beginning. For does not the body stay alive after death and still need its underwear or outgrow it? Some organs said to reach full maturity only after the head stops holding them back. If I were you, I'd keep aside an oversized pair of winter underwear. Do not go naked into that good night. And in the meantime, keep calm and warm and dry. No use stirring yourselves up prematurely over nothing. Move forward with dignity and invest. Don't get emotional, and death shall have no dominion. There's plenty of time, my darling. Are we not still young and easy? Don't shout. Have a 5-minute intermission.